Hello, this is Enscott Marmaday, reading from my book In the Presence of the Sun, A Gathering of Shields, written and drawn by Enscott Marmaday, published by the Rydell Press, Santa Fe, 1992, in an edition of 140 copies. In its basic form, the plain shield is round and made of durable materials. It is relatively small and light in weight. A diameter of 24 inches is close to the average. The manufacture consists of hide and adornments. The hide is thick and dried to a remarkable hardness. It is most often the hide of a bison. Only in a limited sense can the shield readily or rightly be considered armor. Although it is strong enough to repel missiles, stones, and clubs certainly, but also arrows, and even balls and bullets shot from firearms, especially if the blow is glancing. But first and above all, the shield is medicine. The shields in this gathering exist quintessentially in the element of language, and they are directly related to the stories, songs, spells, charms, and prayers of the Native American oral tradition. Here are 16 shields, a quantity that is deeply meaningful, for it is predicated upon the sacred number 4. The shields make 4 fours. And the shields are meditations that make a round of life. The shield stories are meant to be told aloud, either to oneself or to another or to others, one each day for 16 consecutive days, in which on the 4th, 8th, 12th, and 16th days, the storyteller and his listener or listeners might fast in order to be hale and worthy and pure in spirit. The stories ought to be told in the early morning or late afternoon when the sun is close to the horizon, and always in the presence of the sun. The Shattered Sky Shield. In the winter of 1833, the stars fell. The people were terribly frightened, and they ran about screaming and tearing at their hair. Only one man, old man Give Him Back, was unafraid. When the commotion began, he came out of his teepee and sat down on the ground on his crossed legs and observed the brilliant havoc overhead. The cold, black winter sky was everywhere shot through with fiery, streaming light. It seemed that the whole roof of the world was falling down. The panic mounted, but old man Give Him Back held on to himself and was watchful. He was not altogether calm, mind you, but he was attentive, appreciative. Afterwards, looking upon the shield he had made, he said to his wife, Blue Hoof, I wanted to see it all, the shattering of the sky, to take it all inside of me. My old eyes were hungry for it. I was so curious, so taken with wonder and fearful delight, for the first time since I was a child. I was like a puppy snapping at the butterflies. This is called Boat-Tali Shield. Boat-Tali found the spider woman. In the early morning he went swimming. When he reached the bank, he looked directly up into the sun. There, just before his eyes, was a spider's web. It was a luminous, glistening shield. Boat-Tali looked at it for a long time. It was so beautiful that he wanted to cry. He wondered if it was strong as well as beautiful. He flung water upon it, heavy water, again and again, but it remained whole and glistened all the more. Then a sun spider entered upon the web. Spider woman, Boat-Tali said, will you give me this perfect shield? Boat-Tali, said Spider woman, this is your shield. This is called the shield that died. There was a man whose shield was made of willow and horsehide and feathers and paint. The decoration was wonderful. The footprints of a lizard on a yellow field, the hands of an enemy on a blue field. One day, the man carried the shield off to the west. He was going hunting, he said. But when he returned, he appeared in the camp without his shield. No one wanted to ask him directly what had happened to the shield, but everyone imagined that he had lost it because he was a coward. In the face of death, he had thrown it away and fled. He lived to be very old, and no one ever knew the true story of the shield. The people regarded the man with sorrow and misgiving, and they said to visitors that his shield had died. The shield that was looked after by dogs. The shield belonged to Longfeet. The whole story of the shield is unknown. This is what is known. Longfeet was a dreamer. He lived alone, away from the camps. He was a hermit, and he kept among the dogs. He was thought to be very wise, and he was admired for his independence. He never married, nor did he have children. His shield, which was old and powerful, was found near Rainy Mountain, where Longfeet died of old age. Four dogs were looking after it. They had to be spoken to in a sorrowful, respectful way.